Sem Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondra is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondra.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondra, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And that intro music is always very inspiring for me. It's from the opera Turandot, and it's Vincero, Vincero, which means I will conquer, I will conquer. And that is my goal, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Healthy Vision. And I think we have a really, really exciting show for you. But first, I just wanted to let the listeners know that I am now located in Tampa, near Tampa, Florida. I find my dream has come true. I find a perfect wellness center that I can treat people with chronic eye disease and to show them the tools that they can use to recover their vision. I wanted to share with you, we're having our sixth annual microcurrent case conference coming up in beautiful Carefree, Arizona. And this conference is open not only for patients, doctors, and folks interested in learning more about microcurrent. Microcurrent is more than for your eyes. It's a wonderful modality to treat musculoskeletal problems, injuries, and it's one of my favorite conferences because we have doctors from all over the world come to share information on how microcurrent can help you. And if you'd like more information on this conference, which will be held October 5th, 6th, and 7th, please give the office a call at 800-430-9328. Also, I'm going to be beginning an acute care course in homeopathy. As many of you know, we listen to Healthy Vision. Homeopathy is my true love. It is really what got me started with alternative care, and I think it's just a wonderful modality to treat the underlying cause of disease and to act as a catalyst. And you truly see miracles with homeopathic treatment, and it's such a safe, non-toxic treatment. And we are going to have a six-month webinar course. And if you've ever thought about studying homeopathy and learning more about it, not only for yourself, but for your family, this is a great opportunity to learn the basics in acute care prescribing. And that course is going to begin on October the 27th. So if you're interested in this course, give the office a call at 800-430-9328. But I'm very pleased. My guest this evening is Dr. Dan Roberts. He's the founder of the Macular Degeneration Support Group. And he's just doing a wonderful job in helping folks who are faced with macular degeneration and who are looking for answers and looking for help. Dr. Roberts, thanks so much for joining us on Healthy Vision.
Thank you, Dr. Kondrat. I do want to clear up one thing. I don't have a doctorate. I'm a retired teacher with a master's degree in education.
My apologies. I thought you were a medical doctor. You probably have more knowledge than a lot of the ophthalmologists out there regarding macular degeneration because, you know, you're in the trenches, right? You're in the trenches. You have the disease yourself, and a lot of times when you're faced with a chronic problem like this and the eye doctor tells you there's nothing else I can do for you, you're the one that kind of pulls up your bootstraps and begins to investigate. So I think it's just wonderful. So let's, how did the Macular Degeneration Support Group begin?
Well, it was because of my own self-interest, unfortunately. I was a rather selfish interest. It was because I was diagnosed with, first of all, with central serous retinopathy, which is a disease of the macula, And was losing my central vision, and I noticed that I was, as I said, I was a teacher, a high school teacher, until I was about 48 years old. I'd been 27 years teaching, and noticed that I was not seeing my entire visual field out of one of my eyes, and I was having spots in the other eye. And so a friend of mine who's an optometrist told me I'd better go see a doctor about that. And to make a long story short, after about a year of going back and forth between doctors, I finally ended up with a diagnosis of central serous retinopathy, and it was chronic. And that sent me into a spiraling depression because I was only 48. I was still raising a family and holding down several jobs as a teacher and a church music minister and that kind of thing. And everything I did involved using my eyesight. And so that was a bad time for me. But one of the reasons why they think central serous attacks people is because of their type A personality and their high adrenaline content and their high glucose. And so that worked in my favor. I'm not the kind of guy who's going to sit back for very long and let something make me a victim. And so after about a year of trying to figure out what I was going to do with my future, I made the mistake of retiring too early. I find out now that even with macular degeneration, which I now also have, and with central serous, you still have some time. There's no reason to panic. But at the time, I didn't realize that. This was 1994, and not a lot of information was out there, and I was not given any information by the first three doctors that I did go to. And so I ended up doing a lot of research on my own. I was faxing Japan at $7 a fax, and that was getting to be expensive, just trying to find out about the research. And being a kind of an obsessive guy, I like to collect everything that I learn and put it in one place because I never know when I'm going to want to have to teach that to somebody, and I do like to teach. So my teaching now has turned in from high school education into vision education. And so that's where that came from, and that's why I started. It was mainly to pull myself out of that depression and give myself a purpose. And then because I collected everything, I learned how to, at that time, the Internet was not a very popular place, and nobody knew much about it, and I knew nothing about it, didn't even own a computer. And I thought, my wife, who was my main support system, said, get yourself a computer, learn how to use the Internet, learn how to put together a website and start putting all that stuff on there for other people. In other words, get out off your butt and start helping other people, and that's going to be the best thing for you. And she knew. She knew exactly what was good for me. So around 1995, we were designated a nonprofit public service organization, and we've been providing information and support for people who are affected by mostly macular degeneration, just because that's the larger population, and similar retinal diseases. I also have diabetes. I guess I'm just a textbook of cases. And so there's a risk of diabetic retinopathy. And so I got, I just said, let's just branch out and take care of everybody who tends to have the same symptoms, you know what I mean? So we called ourselves MD support. A lot of people thought that was medical doctor support, but it was macular degeneration support based on the Internet. We offer public awareness programs designed to reach people who are without Internet access as well as people with Internet access. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. And we do have a 17-member advisory board of professional medical doctors, optometrists, and occupational therapists, and on and on, who make sure that I put out the right information.
We're coming up to a break.
All right.
Healthy Vision, and my guest is Dan Roberts. And if you're interested in going to his website, it's mdsupport.org. And we come back, Dan, I want to talk about, you know, I used to be an ophthalmologist that was afraid to tell someone they had macular degeneration, mainly because I didn't really have any good treatment for them. And I think a lot of eye doctors are uncomfortable, and they just don't have the proper bedside manner, or they just don't have the tools or the resources to really educate folks that, number one, you know, you're not going to go blind. It is a slow, progressive condition. You're probably going to have good functioning vision for most of your life. And many times an eye doctor will take away their hope. And I think the beautiful thing about your site is you give people hope. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you considered Dr. Kondrat's three-day program to improve your vision and quality of life? Would you like to improve your vision now? Did you know that over 90% of patients who attend the three-day program have a significant change in vision? Answer these questions to see if you qualify. Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Have you been told by your eye doctor that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? And are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will benefit from the three-day program. Call now to see if you qualify. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. Again, if you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision, if your eye doctor says nothing else can be done, if you don't want to have surgery, if you are open to alternative methods, and you would like to pass your driver's license eye exam, try Dr. Kondrat's three-day program. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, four CDs of The Best of Healthy Vision, a Snellen Acuity Chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
For the past few years, you've heard about Zero Res and their amazing carpet cleaning process on KFNX. This is Francis Battaglia, owner of KFNX Radio, and I've been a raving fan of Zero Res and their soap-free technology for years. The carpets in our studios have never looked better in the past 10 years. I spoke with the folks at Zero Res, and they want to offer you a great price from KFNX. 3 rooms of carpet, pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $119. Call 480-507-2419, 480-507-2419, or go online to ZeroResPhoenix.com. 3 rooms of carpet, pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $119. Call 480-507-2419, 480-507-2419. Be sure to mention KFNX, Zero Res, spelled backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Well, welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and my guest is Dan Roberts, who's the founder of MD Support, which is a wonderful organization to help folks that have macular degeneration and are looking for resources to help them. And their website is www.mdmarydavidsupport.org. And Dan, we were talking about many times when someone is first diagnosed with macular degeneration, the eye doctor is often uncomfortable and is not aware of resources that could help the patient. I wonder if you could talk about your case in particular when you had the diagnosis and some of the things that are lacking with traditional ophthalmology.
Yes, that was a big issue when I was first diagnosed. When I left that office, I was alone. I was not given any resources or any place to go for more help. And therefore, I, of course, assumed the worst. I went on the Internet, which was my first mistake, and started self-diagnosing based upon the reports that my doctor would copy for me at my insistence. But not knowing the language, I misunderstood a lot. I thought I had retinitis pigmentosa for several months and started going the wrong direction looking for research. It is important that a patient is educated early about the resources. I do, however, understand since then, that's been about 17 years ago, in the last 17 years I've been spending a lot of time with doctors in their meetings and conferences. They allow me to go to these sessions and sit in with them and learn alongside them. And I've seen how they think and how they operate, and so I do have a very good understanding, I think, of their position. And I empathize with it. When a person wants to go to school to become a doctor, they don't want to go to school to become a teacher. They're not wanting to be a counselor. They want to fix people. And that seems to be the main impetus of a lot of the doctors in the field. I respect that. But at the same time, they need to then utilize people who can fill those positions as teachers and counselors. And so turns out to be where my double purpose came in. Instead of just representing patients or helping the patients understand, I'm also helping the doctors communicate. And that puts me in kind of a unique position that I enjoy being in. And so I do feel that people should not think negatively about a doctor because they don't take the time, because many times they don't have the time. And many doctors decry that in their meetings. They say, I wish I had more time to spend with the patients. But now the irony is that now that we have treatments for the wet form of macular degeneration, thousands of people are coming into those offices that were never coming in before, and that has allowed less time now to spend with each patient. And so the purpose of a support organization and a rehabilitation agency has become very, very high.
And one comment I wanted to make is, you know, now everyone is using Google, and there's so much information and misinformation out there, and I think that's one of the benefits of a site like yourself, because you have the knowledge to be able to sift through the information and pick out the information that has true benefit compared to people researching and being misinformed and not educated in the right direction, because there's just so much out on the Internet right now, and that's where I think there's a value in your website, MD Support, because someone can go there, and you have done the research. You have kind of sifted through a lot of the material out there and have made it a little bit more understandable to the patients.
And I think trust has a lot to do with it, too. It took a long time to build a trust in the patients and the doctors. We now get 5 million hits a year on the website. There's over 1,000 pages on that site.
Mm-hmm.
And so there could be a lot of misinformation there. But one of the main things that I make people understand is that, first of all, I do have that 17-member medical professional board behind me, making sure that what I say is correct and that I can back up.
I have a question for you. What would you say is the top three misconceptions about macular degeneration?
The top one is that you're going to go blind. That needs to be cleared up immediately. That's why I retired too early, because I thought I was going to go blind, and what good? I was a music teacher. And what good is a music teacher who can't see the music? And so that's the number one right there. That was the very first issue that I approached when I when I formed the organization, was to make sure that the first thing out of our mouths was, you're not going to go blind. The next misunderstanding is that they can deal with it on their own. And so we have become very active in the field of low vision rehabilitation. I've served on a committee with the other academies to build a model, a rehabilitation model. And that's what we're really promoting in the patient community, to realize that there is a direction they can go. That there, and we use the model that the pharmaceuticals use on the television commercials, where they say, ask your doctor about. You know, they're going to the patient and educating the patient and then putting the monkey on the doctor's back, so that when the patient comes in and says, hey, I just heard about such and such a pill, that means the doctor has to go out and learn about that and educate himself, and then so that he can answer the questions. We've followed that model with the rehabilitation teaching education. We educate the patients with it and say, go to your doctor and say, okay, here's where I am on the model. And we actually have a design. It's on the website that the academy representatives all put together. And they can say, this is where I am now. This is where I'm supposed to go next. Send me there. And that does, and I've checked with doctors on this. I don't want to put monkeys on their back that they can't handle. But most of the doctors, actually all of them that I've asked about that approach, have said, definitely, let them come in and ask us where they're supposed to go, because that's going to make sure that we remember to then refer them on to a support or a rehabilitation center. So that's one of the issues that we have to make sure. And you asked for three, but I'm not sure if I can come up right now with a third misunderstanding. There's so many out there, I'm not sure if I could even put them in that order. So maybe I'll need a little more time to think about.
I think the first two that you mentioned are probably the two critical ones, because, you know, the fear of going blind or rapidly progressive visual loss. And most cases of macular degeneration will retain some level of functioning vision all their life. And as you mentioned, in conjunction with some type of low vision aid, in which you're able to expand that part of your vision or visual field that has function, you can improve that function. So I think the people that I see in my practice, I don't want them to give up hope. I believe that the body has an unbelievable ability to heal itself. And the first step is to have an optimistic and positive attitude about your disease and begin taking some proactive steps. And that's one of the true benefits of your organization. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. We're coming up to another break. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. My guest is Dan Roberts, and he's the founder of the MD Support Group. And his website, which is a wonderful website, is www.mdsupport.org. And he has a lot of great information on the website. And we're talking about misconceptions about macular degeneration, treatment options, etc. So we would like to hear from you. So if you do have any questions and you'd like to give us a call here at Healthy Vision, the lines are open and you can reach us at 602-277-KFNX, or you can reach us toll-free at 866-536-1100. Once again, 602-277-KFNX, or toll-free at 866-536-1100. And we'll be right back after this break.
Radio. I'm Melissa Rayberger. The Republican team of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are in Waukesha, Wisconsin for a welcome home rally for Ryan, a seven-term Wisconsin congressman. Romney told an enthusiastic crowd that some bad choices have been made in Washington.
Some of those choices were made by Republicans even, and a lot by Democrats. We spent too much money. We spent money we didn't have. I think it's not just bad economics to do that. I think it's immoral for us to pass on burdens to the next generation.
Tomorrow, Ryan will travel to Iowa to campaign, and Romney will stump in Florida. President Obama starts a campaign bus tour tomorrow. In Chicago tonight, he tells a fundraiser audience that Republicans believe in trickle-down economics.
Let me tell you something. They have tried this before. They have tried to sell us this trickle-down fairy dust before. And guess what? It did not work.
The president will have hosted five fundraisers before the day is over in Chicago. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, wrapping up a very, very hot week. We saw 116 and 114. It's just unbelievable hot weather. That may be the hottest for the summer as we gradually cool off into this week with more moisture. Scattered dust and thunderstorms around the deserts. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 113 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger. I'll be your host for my brand new radio show called The Cancer Truth Chronicles beginning in mid-June. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Dan Roberts, who's the founder of the Macular Degeneration Support Group. And we would like to hear from you. The call-in lines to the show are 602-277-KFNX, or you can reach us toll-free at 866-536-1100. And we have a caller on the line, Pat from Mesa. Welcome to Healthy Vision, Pat.
Hi, Dr. Kondrat. Hey, I have a question. And on the benefits of N-acetylcarnosine for the eyes, and those are the N-acetylcarnosine drops, and I'm hearing a lot about them. So I'd like to find out if you know anything about them.
Well, they're a common ingredient for eye drops to treat cataracts. And to be honest with you, I think at best they can slow the progression of cataracts. I have not seen them actually reverse cataracts. There are many, many different preparations of those drops. And the only one that I have seen actually to have a benefit is a mixture developed by Dr. Rowan. He's actually developed two eye drops. One is called Oclumed, which is an eye drop that has a mixture of N-acetylcarnosine and some other ingredients. But my favorite to use in folks that have cataracts is a product that has DMSO, which is a highly reactive solvent, ascorbic acid, and glutathione. It's interesting that when you do develop a cataract, the levels of ascorbic acid and glutathione are reduced in the aqueous. So this is one method that I have seen some success. But generally speaking, you know, cataracts are kind of tough to treat. And I really believe that you got to look at just the basics. You know, get to a good diet, keep yourself hydrated, and have yourself tested for heavy metals. I believe that heavy metals are a contributing factor. But thanks, Pat, for your call. But I do want to get back to our guest, Dan Roberts. And over the break, we came up with the third misconception. So I wonder if we could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that your listeners understand you didn't encourage me to do this. I brought it up on my own. we believe, at least that's one of my basic philosophies, is that we need to take care of ourselves and not expect the doctor to know everything about us, to do everything for us. We've got to take at least 50% of the initiative. And some people, especially the older generation with whom I work, tend to put all of their trust in the doctor and let him do all the thinking for them. And that's one thing that I really stress, is that you've got to do some thinking for yourself. You know what's good for you. Start taking care of your body. Start eating better. And look around, because not everything is an approved clinically proven FDA-approved approach. Every treatment started out as an alternative treatment. Do you agree with that statement before I go any further, Doctor?
I agree with that, and I like to always talk about something called the practice of medicine, you know, where a physician would observe something, and he did not wait for a clinical study. If he observed something that seemed to benefit, then he would try it again in his practice, and if it worked, he would continue to do it.
Right.
Much like what happened to me back in the 90s when I heard that Sam Snead had a tremendous improvement of his vision when he had macular degeneration, when he had microcurrent. I didn't wait for a government clinically controlled trial. I called up the company and said, let me try it. And I tried it, and I said, by golly, it seems to work. This is something that I can offer my patients. And there's so many things out there, like chelation therapy, oxidative treatments, heavy metal detox, that can work. And unfortunately, the government-controlled clinical studies are very expensive, and a lot of these treatments that can show good benefit, we just don't have the money to do the clinical trials.
That's what I try to tell people, but I also have to warn them that there are also people out there that are going to try to take advantage of them. And so they need to, first of all, make sure that they make sure that the treatment that they're considering. By the way, congratulations on the opening of your wellness center. I want to come down just for vacation, if you don't mind.
I would love to have
okay.
you.
It looks like a beautiful place. And that's the kind of setting that I think they need, a lot of people need. They need to be immersed in the full-body treatment, the full-body care, first, because there aren't that many treatments out there that are going to help people, especially with macular degeneration, except the new injections for the wet form. But the rest of us need to be careful to watch our diet and that kind of thing and consider some alternative methods, such as acupuncture, microacupuncture. But it starts with healthy body. And I tell folks that while you're waiting for the cure, don't be afraid to look around. The cure may never come, but you want to be ready for it if it does. And when you're looking around, consider, when you're looking at an alternative treatment, does it have a history of safety and effectiveness? For several years, have you heard any reports otherwise, other than from the company itself or from the doctor, him or herself? Is the practitioner reputable and following acceptable practice and protocols? I recommend that highly. Do you have the time and the money to invest in that treatment in case it doesn't work? Once you've decided that you're going to do it, that it is safe, that you've gotten opinions from professionals and opinions from other patients about their experiences with that, and you've fully educated yourself, do you have the money to invest in it, and do you have the time to spend to really check it out? And that's when I say go ahead and try for it. Don't wait for a clinical trial in many cases. I've had several doctors on my site, on my webcasts and that kind of thing, who are involved, including yourself, back in 2003. And I do give them forums so where they can talk directly to the patients and explain their position, because there aren't too many forums out there that are large enough that they can reach the patients. And that's one of the services we try to provide. But again, I always check it out first myself. I wouldn't be here, for example, on your show if I didn't believe in what you were doing and that you had a vested interest in the patient and the healing process. And so I wanted to make sure that that was probably number three, that patients need to, they misunderstand that they have a lot to say about how they're treated and what treatments there are that they can go out there and investigate.
Yeah, there has to be a balance, you know, the traditional allopathic and the alternative homeopathic both have their advantages and they have their disadvantages. And I think the bottom line, it's, you know, much like the political situation we have. We've got two sides arguing, and there has to be a common ground. And the only thing that kind of upsets me, Dan, is there's so many eye doctors who just totally rule out any type of alternative treatment. You know, diet has nothing to do with your eye, and forget about taking vitamins. You know, it's not going to help you. And over the years, I have learned that sometimes just making some dietary changes, beginning exercise, just improving your general health is something that can slow the whole process of macular degeneration. And, you know, these things are really, really important. And, you know, you should be under the care of a naturopathic doctor or an alternative doctor and be advised on, you know, what are the good nutrients for you to take? What are, you know, some other parameters or things you can do, like acupuncture, microcurrent, and homeopathy, and try to educate yourself on these.
There's many facets to your health, and many directions you could come at. And one will influence the other. And like you said, you got to reach a balance. So vitamins can help, but I tell people, but first make sure you have a good diet. And then where your diet isn't sufficient, that's when you should supplement, and that's why they're called supplements.
Right, vitamins are not a substitute for a good diet.
That's right.
I don't think any vitamin company can come up with a formula that God has put into a healthy, varied, you know, organic diet. Well, you know, we're coming up to another break on Healthy Vision, and this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. My guest is Dan Roberts, and we would like to hear from you. So if you do have any questions, give us a call at 602-277-KFNX, or you can reach us toll-free at 866-536-1100. And those of you that are interested in going to the MD Support website, which I think is a phenomenal website, you can go to www.mdsupport.org. And this site has just a wealth of information to help educate you on what is available for you in helping with your macular degeneration. So you're listening to Healthy Vision, and we are going to be right back after this break, and we hope to hear from you.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Have you considered Dr. Kondrat's 3-day program to improve your vision and quality of life? Would you like to improve your vision now? Did you know that over 90% of patients who attend the 3-day program have a significant change in vision? Answer these questions to see if you qualify. Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Have you been told by your eye doctor that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? And are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will benefit from the 3-day program. Call now to see if you qualify. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. Again, if you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision, if your eye doctor says nothing else can be done, if you don't want to have surgery, if you are open to alternative methods, and you would like to pass your driver's license eye exam, try Dr. Kondrat's 3-day program. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, 4 CDs of the best of healthy vision, a Snellen acuity chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his 3-day programs? His 3-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His 3-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Are you one of the 2/3 in Phoenix underwater on your mortgage? Does stress about money keep you up at night? If so, there's a 10-year-old multi-million-dollar wellness company in Chandler that is thriving in this down economy. Over the past 3 years, they've experienced over 600% growth, and they're looking for motivated individuals just like you that want to earn extra income. They have full and part-time professionals making $500,000 to $100,000 a month. Nothing comes close to this opportunity. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Kelly from Washington. I made over $1,000 in my first month and over $25,000 in my first 90 days, and my income continues to skyrocket.
So call now, 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276, or visit thrivinginaz.com to learn more about this amazing company. Stop stressing about money. Improve your life with a company that has experienced over 600% growth. Call 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276, or visit thrivinginaz.com.
My clients have personally called to thank me because they haven't lost any money in their annuities. In fact, many are earning nice returns right now. Hi, this is Steve Lance, author of Annuities, a 21st Century Pension Plan. If you're tired of stock market losses in your 401k or your investment accounts, my book is a roadmap on how to immediately stop the losses and quickly recover so you can enjoy the retirement you've planned for. You deserve some good news, so call me at 800-445-2516, 800-445-2516, or go to AskMrAnnuity.com and get your roadmap to retirement.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Dan Roberts, who is the founder of the Macular Degeneration Support Group. And we're talking about his organization and how MD Support can help you learn more in dealing with your macular degeneration. And we have a caller on the line, Michael from New River.
Welcome. Yes, hi. How are you, doctor?
And how are you?
I listen to you, 1100 all the time, and I said, wow, thank God, when I turned on the radio and heard about what you're talking about. I recently was diagnosed with AMD wet about 2 months ago. And, first I went to an optometrist thinking I needed a new eye prescription, for eyeglasses. And I couldn't see out of my left eye. I was scared. And the optometrist thought I had cataracts, sent me to a real eye doctor. And he said, no, you have macular degeneration. And I was referred to a good retina specialist group in Scottsdale. My cousin is an ophthalmic assistant in New York, and his doctor recommended them also. So I've been seeing him twice already. Got two injections in my left eye. And I'm concerned about getting it in my right eye. That's one question. And the second one is I went on WebMD and I read what they said. And there was a couple of links that said there was an association with the taking of low-dose aspirin and AMD wet. Now, I've been on aspirin therapy, you know, for heart issues for 19 years. Of course, I asked my cardiologist, I asked the eye doctor, and they all said pretty much, hey, if one doctor's telling you not to use it, then don't. But none of them would say stop using it. The consensus was that I should continue to use it. I'm on other medications for blood pressure and pain. I'm disabled with a bad spine, and I'm taking some strong narcotic, pain relievers also. So there you have it. I don't know. What can you tell me if you could?
Well, I'm not happy to hear that you're taking the aspirin. I'm good friends with Dr. Robert Rowan. He's a brilliant alternative doctor, and he feels that no one should be on aspirin. That there are healthy alternative ways to thin your blood, like ginkgo biloba and vitamin E. But I do believe that aspirin can be linked to the wet macular degeneration. I'm not saying it's the cause of the wet, but aspirin does thin your blood. And I just feel that people are getting into more trouble taking the aspirin. But please don't stop the aspirin on your own based on this advice on the radio, because I haven't examined you. But I would encourage you maybe to consult with an alternative doctor. There's a lot of wonderful alternative doctors in the Phoenix and Scottsdale area. I'm a member of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association. Or consult with a naturopathic doctor to change your diet and to get off the aspirin. And do not give up hope, even though you've lost vision. I have seen patients after the injections and patients who have begun to look at the alternative treatments have a restoration of their vision. And certainly you want to look into all these things to prevent any problem with the good eye.
Yeah.
And Dan, yeah, you're lucky because Dan Roberts is here. He went through what you're going through, so I would like him to say a few words.
Okay. Yeah, Michael, I would recommend that you call me, okay? I'm going to give you my phone number and anybody else that would like, and we can talk a lot more than the way we have time here.
Okay, go ahead.
My number is
816-761-7080.
And I totally agree with Dr. Ed there that, yes, aspirin has been shown recently in big studies to not be helpful to people with the wet form of AMD, and so that's something you do want to think about and come up with an alternative.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the area code, what was it, 816?
816, that's right.
Okay. All right.
And be happy to talk to you, Michael.
Thank you very, very much, and thank God you guys are on the air today. I mean, really, you've helped me immensely.
Okay, hey, Michael, don't give up hope. There's so many things that you can do to preserve the vision and improve your vision. All right?
Very, very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. Yeah, this is why I think, Dan, your work is wonderful, because you really help people that are in a panic situation like this who don't know where to turn. And but I wanted to ask you is how have you maintained, you know, such a positive attitude during the course of, you know, your macular degeneration? And because you seem to have adjusted so well and accepted your diagnosis. What's your secret?
I turned that gorilla behind the door, you know, that we all saw when we were children, or that monster under your bed. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
I turned that gorilla into a monkey. I learned about him. I faced him. I got him out from behind the door, and I dealt with him and found out he's not nearly as scary as I thought he was going to be. And in other words, education. I got the knowledge, which took away my fear of the future. I found out I did have a future, that I was totally wrong in the first place. I had too many misconceptions from lack of knowledge. And by gaining the knowledge, I'm not even afraid if I went. I've dealt so much with people with totally no vision. I've lost my fear of totally going blind, which is never going to happen, because I see these people doing very well, living independently, with the help of technology, with a good support system, and I know that I'm going to be okay. And that allows me then to, instead of dwell upon my own depression, which I did for too long, that allows me to then turn around and help others, which is, as I said earlier, the best thing you can do. It's the best medicine. So,
I agree with you 100% because the longer I practice medicine and alternative medicine, is you've got to reduce that stress. You've got to get that monster out of your life. Because if that monster is there and you're dwelling on the worst that can happen and your fears are there, you're putting energy into that whole, all that, which is going to make your eye worse. And, you just got to have a good attitude. And that's one of the great things that you're doing. And you made the comment that people tend to listen to you more than a doctor because you don't have any secondary gain. You know, doctors always are trained to do a certain thing. You know, if you pay a man to cut off your leg, he's going to figure out a way to cut off your leg. If you're a retinal doctor that does injections, you're going to figure out a reason to give it. But here you are. You've been through it. You've lived in the trenches. You've experienced it. You've done the education. So you're a tremendous resource to help folks out there. And I would encourage the listeners out there that if you do want more information, please go to Dan's website, mdsupport.org. And the number, once again, Dan, for those people that didn't get the number?
816-761-7080. And I'll pick up the phone.
Well, we're coming up to a close, and I want to thank you so much, Dan, for being a guest on Healthy Vision. You shared a lot of important information, and I'm going to make sure that this recording is posted on my website for future use. And I really hope that I can have you again as a guest on Healthy Vision. So thanks so much.
You're welcome. I think we have a lot more to talk about, so I'd like to do it again.
All right. We're coming to a close. You're listening to Healthy Vision. And once again, those of you that are interested in microcurrent, we have our annual case conference coming up the first weekend in October. And I'm also offering an acute care course on homeopathy. And homeopathy is what really got me started in alternative treatment. It's just a wonderful healing modality. So if you are interested in the homeopathic course, which starts October the 27th, give the office a call at 800-430-9328. So thank you for listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. Until next week, wishing you good health and clear vision.
Women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the five most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Have you ever felt taken advantage of when purchasing a vehicle? Then listen to Your Car Insider Saturdays at 8 a.m. They don't work for dealerships and will teach you the car industry tricks. Regain control and get the deal you deserve. Your Car Insiders every Saturday at 8 a.m.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. Join us and learn about tax reduction strategies, Social Security, estate planning, and other important retirement topics. It's America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 2. Join us and learn about important retirement topics.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Neil Bortz, weekdays 10 a.m. to noon. KFNX News Time. It's 6 o'clock.
That's 602-606-2810.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time.